the Minister for Trade and Industry, Deputy Ministers for Trade and Industry, the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, Japanese Ambassador to Ghana, the Chairman and CEO of JETRO, Director General of JETRO Ghana, members of the Diplomatic Corps, fellow Ghanaians, ladies and gentlemen. The date was 11th December 2018. The location was Tokyo, and the occasion was the official visit I paid to Japan at the invitation of the then Japanese Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe. I indicated in my remarks to Prime Minister Abe during the visit that Ghana wants her relations with Japan to be characterized by an increase in trade and investment cooperation. I added that Ghana was eagerly looking forward to the establishment of the Office of the Japan External Trade Organization, JETRO, in our capital, Accra, to promote this cause for the mutual benefit of our two peoples and help us realize our vision of building a free, prosperous country, a Ghana beyond aid. JETRO is the principal public agency of Japan, responsible for promoting and supporting her external trade and investment activities. Nearly 3 years on, the results of this visit to Japan are evident. Toyota Tsusho, one of the companies I engaged with on that visit, has established an assembly plant in Ghana, which I have commissioned. And today, I'm happy to join you at this formal ceremony to open the head office of JETRO in Ghana. I welcome the chairman and chief executive officer of JETRO, Nobuhiko Sasaki, to Accra, the vibrant capital of the Republic of Ghana. Chairman Sasaki, I hope you're enjoying your stay amongst us, a people famed for our hospitality, and this will be the first of many visits you'll be making to Ghana. Akwaba is our word of welcome. I'm sure that by now, your country director and staff have discovered that Ghana is indeed the best place in Africa to live and to undertake legitimate business. We're determined to become the fulcrum of intra-African trade and investment and the new hub of Africa's industrialization. And we are well on course to realizing this vision. Ladies and gentlemen, Ghana and Japan have had strong, long-standing bilateral relations since we gained independence in 1957, marked by the execution of several notable bilateral agreements and protocols. Ghana continues to enjoy cooperation from Japan, especially in the fields of agriculture, education, energy, finance, food, governance, health, infrastructure, manufacturing, and peace and security. JETRO has played a significant role in the successful implementation of several of these trade and investment programs, which have provided support in boosting the productivity and sustainability of many small and medium-scale enterprises in the country. The establishment of the JETRO Ghana office, which has been duly staffed and resourced, is an important development towards deepening our economic cooperation with Japan. It provides a permanent administrative mechanism for strengthening bilateral dialogue and cooperation on trade, investment, and private sector development programs between Japan and Ghana. The JETRO Ghana office should help facilitate business linkages by directly addressing the language barrier between Ghanaian and Japanese companies. As an agency of Japan's Ministry of Economy, External Trade and Investment, METI, JETRO is better placed also to support more diligently the full cycle of mission goals and follow-up actions required to close deals brokered from overseas trade missions, exhibitions, and executive visits. With JETRO fully in place, the time has come for a more coordinated approach by Ghana and Japan to undertake joint initiatives which will complement the work government is already doing to empower the private sector to take advantages of our long-standing and beneficial bilateral cooperation, as well as of key trade agreements such as the game-changing African Continental Free Trade Area Agreement, the European Union-Ghana Interim Economic Partnership Agreement, the ECOWAS Trade Liberalization Scheme, the U.S.-African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA, the Ghana-UK Trade Partnership Agreement, and the various Japanese cooperation agreements under the TICAD initiative. I'm convinced that working closely with the Ministry of Trade and Industry, JETRO will fully align its development cooperation to assist the Ministry of Trade and Industry to implement Ghana's comprehensive industrial transformation program. Industrialization is a matter of utmost priority and urgency for this government, especially in addressing the challenge of job creation for our youthful population and in exploiting fully the opportunities available for made in Ghana products in export markets. We in Ghana look forward to more substantial investments by Japanese companies into our manufacturing sector, for Ghana to realize its full potential as a regional manufacturing hub for Africa. We've laid out a host of well-structured sector-specific incentives for manufacturing, for domestic consumption, and for exports to foreign markets. Above all, government working closely with Parliament is willing and capable of designing the right legislative and regulatory measures necessary to attract catalytic investments into key strategic sectors of the economy. The Ghana Automotive Manufacturing Policy, for example, is highly regarded by our peers in the automotive industry as one of the best in Africa. Progress made by Volkswagen and Toyota Chucho in setting up new assembly plants here in Ghana, and the imminent plans of Nissan and Suzuki to follow suit early next year, bear ample testimony to my government's firm determination to industrialize rapidly the Ghanaian economy to propel growth and address the problem of unemployment amongst our youth. Ghana has a well-developed, stable, and conducive policy framework and regulatory environment that has made her an investment destination of choice for investors. We also have a buoyant domestic private sector capable and eager to partner with counterparts from Japan. Before I conclude, let me express appreciation to the government of Japan for the assistance and cooperation offered Ghana since my assumption of office in January 2017. I also appreciate the work that has been done since the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between Ghana and Japan on 29th August 2019 to ensure the establishment of this JETRO Ghana office. I'm pleased to note that the Memorandum of Cooperation between the Ministry of Trade and Industry and JETRO will provide the basis for enhanced economic and trade relations between our two countries. Let me reiterate that this is the most opportune time to boost trade and investment for the mutual benefit of our peoples, as we seek to implement our post-COVID economic recovery program. This is a good time for the government of Japan and Japanese investors to join us in making Ghana the hub of Japanese investment in Africa by creating win-win partnerships with the Ghanaian private sector. It is my earnest desire that Ghana and Japan continually search for ways to engage. I have no doubt that together we can develop an even stronger partnership for cooperation between our two nations for the mutual benefit of our two peoples. Two peoples were committed to the rule of law and the principles of democratic accountability in their governance, and who are determined to promote international peace and cooperation. Accordingly, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure and honor that I declare the Ghana Jetro office duly open. Long live Ghana, long live Japan, long live Ghana-Japan relations. Arigato koisamas. I thank you for your kind invitation.